like many Australians, are very lazy with the way we pronounce our words, particularly words that end in ER. For example, water. How we tend to say that is with an A instead of an ER, as in water instead of water. You'll find this a lot and you'll start listening for it now. I am so sorry about that. And you'll hear it. Look, it may not be a problem. It may not be an issue for your audience, or it might. They may notice it, particularly if you're speaking to other countries or speaking in other countries. They will definitely identify whether you are pronouncing words correctly. That's just one example. There's a lot of words, but thinking about it when you're doing your presentations and you're videoing yourself when you're practicing is, how are you speaking? How are you pronouncing the words? I know one word that took me years. I talk about how to build rapport, but I was doing rapport for many, many years. But getting that right was so important to my audience, as is any time that you're pronouncing things. Think about how you're pronouncing your words and what you're saying, and getting rid of that water instead of the water. I'm Janine Vosper. My business is Speech Perfect, and I just help people get very comfortable and clear on their message and how they're delivering that, and picking up any little things that your audience may find a bit distracting and a bit annoying to them.